Oh, this is my very favorite show. I never miss this one.
The 127th Upper Class Twit of the Year Show.
Whoa, they forgot the name of the show. Hey, everybody, this is Warren Kelly, and this is the PewCast. You've come to the right place. You've stayed subscribed. I really appreciate it. I want to thank everybody for all of the email that I've gotten asking where I've been and whether the show's coming back. And answer to the second question is easy. Yes, the show is back and will be back for this foreseeable future. And who knows, I might even actually be on a regular schedule again. Wouldn't that be nice? But as far as where I've been, I've made a bad decision and took two master's level classes at the same time in an 8-week intensive, and so I'm pretty much snowed under with writing assignments and reading assignments and all of that stuff. But it's getting better, and I'm going to be able to podcast a little bit more reliably from this moment forward, it seems like. Anyway, we've got a great show for you, as always. Best independent music that you won't get to hear because the radio stations are afraid to play it. We're going to kick things off this time with Invisible Image. This is the song Shockwave.
We'll be right back. Everyone has felt this. But do we stumble for a cross greater than our bodies? 'Cause broken hearts can be restored today. But I will not be afraid of tomorrow. My God is bigger. My God is bigger. My God is bigger. My God is bigger. There's a world. There's a world.
Alabaster Box, brand new to the PewCast this week. That was Bigger. And I want to extend an invitation to Alabaster Box. On their website, if you go check that out, and the link is in the show notes, by the way, at pewpodcast.podomatic.com. If you look at their website, they've got a little scoreboard going on. They're miniature golf fans. And just got back from Myrtle Beach and played several rounds of miniature golf and a couple of rounds of regular golf myself. But I'll make them a deal. I'll make them an offer. If they come to the Portsmouth, Ohio area, I will treat them to glow golf. See if that gets them here. Of course, I could just schedule a concert, I guess. Anyway, coming up right now, we've got another new band to the podcast. This is Mercy Falling with their song Broken. scripture reading this week is from Psalm number 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling, Selah. There is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, a holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her. Just at the break of dawn, the nations raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Not a whole lot to say about that. God is our refuge and strength. God is our comfort. God is our support. We don't have to worry about things. We don't have to worry. If the nations rage against us, we don't have to boycott. We don't have to picket. We need to defend what we believe. We need to defend our rights to say it. But ultimately, where is our support? Our support is in God. God will show the people of the earth exactly who He is. God promises us, He says, I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Be still and know that I am God. Sometimes we get upset. Sometimes we carry on and fuss and yell and scream for things that are kind of silly. A web cartoonist made some cartoons that I thought were actually kind of funny. Christians got upset because they were knocking what Christians were saying. He did it in a humorous way. I don't agree with what he said, but he did it in a humorous way. We're not going to agree with everything that everybody says, but we need to remember that ultimately, God will be exalted in the earth. God will be exalted. We're on the right side. We need to be still and know that He is God.
This ought to teach him.
Evening, Brownie. How about you step away from the axe?
I am not a brownie. I am a fae.
Fae? Wait a second. Robin Goodfellow.
Ah, so you know of Peck the Trickster.
Yeah, I know you. Acrianus, the Giddy Galleon, a dice game. Remember me?
Oh. Billy Bob Beddings. Of course.
Kind of rude, don't you think, to come calling on an old friend from the stomping grounds and just help yourself to his weapons. Sounds like trouble.
Well, you started it.
Beg your pardon?
You stole a scribe's birthday. My cousin's scribe. The Dark Goddess isn't pleased you're releasing your new adventure on 080808.
That's why the promo's called Billy's Crazy Eights Shifter. August 8th is when the Case of the Pitcher's Pendant is out on Amazon.com, and I'm looking for listeners to give up the greenbacks for the Dwarf Detective.
Well, aren't we feeling a bit full of ourselves, Scrappy? Or perchance you do not know that Digital Magic, the sequel to Chasing the Bard, will also be available for purchase on August 8th. Happy birthday, Pip!
Two sequels to two award-nominated books available on the same date? Like I said, sounds like trouble.
Yes, double trouble.
On August 8, 2008, show your support for the Dwarf Detective, the Fey Trickster, and podcast fiction. Purchase your copies of The Case of the Pitcher's Pendant by T. Morris and Digital Magic by Philippa Ballantyne on Amazon.com. We've seen the days of the FDO and Palm's Daddy. Now comes 8808, the day of double trouble.
All right, so we're working together. Behave.
You think you can make me?
I got Beatrice here. What do you got? Not bad, Shifter. Not bad.
Mark it on your calendar. 8808. Double Trouble at Amazon.com. Dual release of The Pitcher's Pendant and Digital Magic. And I have read Pitcher's Pendant already. I've got a review coming up this week. Probably tomorrow. Probably either tomorrow or Tuesday. On at blogcritics.com, and I'll have a review of Digital Magic up before the 8th, hopefully by about the 6th, but have to finish that one. Both of them are outstanding authors, though, and I've read and or listened to both of the previous novels, and highly recommended. A little bit of language, and I can think of an episode in each that is not necessarily kid-safe, but outstanding novels. They're both very talented people, and I really think that we need to get behind them as a community and as a bunch of creative people and just as people who like to read good fiction. So 8808, don't do it before then. You can always go to Amazon.com and pre-order, but what they're trying to do is drive sales that day so they crack the top 50, top 10 in Amazon sales, get some people's attention. About a month and a half ago, maybe a month ago now, Matthew Wayne Selznick did a similar run at Amazon.com with Brave Men Running and managed to get to number 53. So patio fiction and podcast novels are getting some attention from the powers that be. So 8808 is the date, and mark it on your calendars. Coming up, we've got Persecution by How Ironic.
Never get a break from being walked upon and spit upon each day. Everyone's buying tickets to hell, but somehow you're the one who has to pay. At least there's light at the end of your tunnel. You're fortunate when the problems funnel down to you. It's strange but true. When everyone is scared of dying, your departure ain't worth crying over because you're defying gravity, gravity. Being persecuted, waiting for the judge to make a sound. Remember that the good time's rolling, but sooner than later, roll right back around. At least there's light at the end of your tunnel. You're fortunate when the problems funnel down to you. It's strange but true. When everyone is scared of dying, your departure ain't worth crying over because you're defying gravity, gravity. When everyone is tired of being, you're the one who's truly seeing double when you are agreeing with the sun, the only one. the end of your tunnel. You're fortunate when the problems funnel down to you. It's strange but true. Everyone is scared of dying. Your departure ain't worth crying over because you're defying gravity, gravity. When everyone is tired of being, you're the one who's truly seeing. Double when you are agreeing with the sun, the only one.
In the event of a water landing, I have been designed to serve as a flotation device.
Lord, I'll say these words out loud from my heart. I love you more than life itself, but that's not all. You're the savior of my life. You're the one that I lift high. You're the only one who can save this world today. Today will be the day. I give it back to you today. Will be the start of the revolution. Lord, I'll say these words out loud and from my heart. I love you more than life itself, but that's not all. You're the savior of my life. You're the one that I lift high. You're the only one who can save this world today. Today will be the day. I give it back to you today. Will be the start of the revolution. Today will be the day. I give it back to you today. Will be the start of the revolution. Of the revolution. Today will be the day. I give it back to you. Today will be the start of the revolution. We are the sound of the revolution. We won't back down to the revolution. We are the sound of the revolution.
die, I call to where your grace is.
In Rotation with their song Crawl, and right before then we heard from Worth Dying For with Revolution. Was hoping to hear back from Jimmy Bratcher. He's got a new album out and a couple of new songs up on his MySpace page for you to check out. Was hoping to get a hold of one of those to play on the show tonight, but my internet connection is currently down, so I can't check my email. It's probably sitting there waiting for me. So that will be on the very next show, which I'm going to record on the 9th of August. And I'm going to try to keep to a one-week rotation like I did back in the old days. Remember that? Some of you have been around long enough that you actually remember when I updated every week. And I'm planning on going back to that. So if I'm not able to get my internet back up before I publish this, Jimmy Bratcher's newest will be on the next show, I promise. Right now, continuing with the one word theme, this is One Day Remains with Burn.
Fire burning, I can see that's burning up the old in me.
That's going to just about wrap up the show for this week. Don't forget to stop by the website, pewpodcast.podomatic.com. Check out the show notes. Make sure you click through the links, especially for Double Trouble. Links will be provided there. Also, my reviews will be linked to from the show notes as soon as I get them up. So you may have to stop back by for that later on. Big thank you to all of the bands this week that are supporting podcasters. And by doing that, supporting themselves. Because podcasting is selling music. Invisible Image, Alabaster Box, Mercy Falling, How Ironic, Worth Dying For, Lost in Rotation, One Day Remains, all outstanding bands. Check them out in the show notes. There will be links to their websites. Go buy their music. Go see them in concert and tell them you heard about it right here on the Pewcast. That would be awesome. Taking us out this week, Breaking the Silence, one of my favorite songs that I've played on the podcast. This is Stand. See you next week.
Trust in you to take me from my pain every day. Will I cast my fears into your arms of love every day?
Heal me from the scars of life.
Lead me through this
alive. Save me from the sins of.
Covered by a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike 3.0 license. All scripture in the Pewcast is taken from the English Standard Version. Copyright 2001 by Crossway Bibles, a publishing ministry of Good News Publishers. Used by permission, all rights reserved. Text provided by the Crossway Bibles web service. Link provided in the show notes at pewpodcast.podomatic.com. Feedback is appreciated. Either in the comments at the website or through email at pewpodcast@gmail.com.
Severe leg plates. It's the greatest day.